Frank Abate from Nation Talk, and we're joined by Ron Hansel from the Ted Nolan Foundation. Welcome to Nation Talk and the 25th year anniversary of CCAB, Ron.
Good, thanks, and good to be with you today, Frank.
Tell me a little bit about what yourself and what you're doing down here at the function.
I'm the Vice President of the Ted Nolan Foundation. I've been on Ted's foundation now for 4 years. The mandate of the foundation really is two major things. It's to develop leadership for youth and to develop scholarships and raise funds for scholarships for young Aboriginal women to complete their post-secondary education. So we've been successful in raising some funds over the years, but we've expanded that now through our newly minted partnership with the Tim Hortons, both their foundation and their corporation. That's taken a significant interest in developing some leadership. So we're just working on an Aboriginalized program for Aboriginal youth that will be at their camp, at trial camp in October of 2009. So we're real excited about that.
So you're here to spread the word and the gospel and get some people involved in your organization?
We've been invited to this function today as guests of Tim Hortons to observe and to understand the CCAB better. And we're here with Ted and Sandra Nolan, along with the executive director of the Ted Nolan Foundation, Kim Hansel.
Sounds very interesting. Certainly could be very beneficial for a lot of women. Is it only women scholarships that you're putting out?
Yes, it is, and it's named after, it's the Rose Nolan Memorial Scholarship. Okay. And Ted's mother was tragically killed in 1981 in an automobile accident through a drunk driver. It's had a profound effect, of course, on Ted Nolan and his entire family. And Ted wanted to do something in a meaningful way. Ted's mother was a tremendous supporter of education for youth, for young women, and a great role model. And so Ted wanted to keep her memory alive and to do that. So I got involved through the Tim Hortons connection is that myself and three others rode from Niagara to Montreal, and we did that in support of the Rose Nolan Foundation, Rose Memorial Scholarship Fund, a couple of years ago, and raised some funds. And Tim Hortons got a hold of that idea and said, geez, isn't that great? What else can we do, and how can we help out?
I happen to know Nick fairly well over there, and he's a huge supporter.
We're so lucky to have Nick Javor involved, and Paul House, the executive chairman, his interest. But boy, Nick, when he gets a hold of something and grabs it by the horns, he just does a fantastic job. We're so honored and thrilled to be working with such a quality organization like Tim Hortons.
Before I let you go to your next session here, Ron, how does somebody connect with you, or do you have a website for us?
They can contact us through the www.tednolanfoundation.com, or they can talk to the executive director, 905-650-0773, and they'll speak with Kim Hansel.
Ron, thanks for joining me, Nation Talk, and CCAB today.
Pleasure talking with you, Frank. Thank you.